has only one saying. My God.
My God.
Why have you forsaken me?
路加和约翰福音呢各有三句不同的话。而马可福音十五章三十四节及马太福音二十七章四十六节只有一句，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Tim New has suggested that I try to explain this saying.
我们当中的牛天华弟兄曾经建议我来解释一下这句话的意思。
He said that he had been taught that Jesus had actually been forsaken by God.Because Jesus had carried all the sins of the world on himself.
他曾听到这样的教导，耶稣实际上被神所抛弃了，因为耶稣在那时担当了世上所有人的罪。
So God in his righteousness could not look on so much sin, and so he abandoned Jesus.
神在公义当中不能与罪有关，所以他抛弃了耶稣。
Such an interpretation is a very Protestant point of view, but it does not represent the view of Jesus or the Jews in the New Testament.
改教者通常持有这样的解释，但却不能代表在新约中耶稣及犹太人的观点。
If you read John, Jesus and the Father and one,Therefore, God will never desert Jesus.
如果你读了约翰福音的话，你就会知道耶稣和父本为一，神永远不会抛弃耶稣。
There is never a separation between God and Jesus.
在神和耶稣之间从来没有过片刻的分离。
The Jewish leaders who heard these words knew that Jesus.Was quoting from Psalm 22, which is followed by Psalm 23.
听到这句话的犹太人的领袖和知道耶稣引用了诗篇二十二篇，接后就是诗篇二十三篇。
Often when religious people are in trouble, they quote Bible verses.
通常在信徒们受痛苦的时候，他们会引用圣经章节。
I strongly suggest that you read Psalm 22 when you have the time.
我很希望大家有时间的时候来读诗篇二十二篇。
Also, the last word of Jesus in John 19:30 is, "It is completed."
同样，约翰在十九章三十当中诗节当中，耶稣最后的话是成了。
All through the Gospel of John.Jesus tells us that he must complete the work that his Father has sent him to do.
整本约翰福音，耶稣告诉我们，他必须完成他的父差他来做的工。
This work involves the death, resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus.
这个工作包括了他的死、复活和升天。
In the crucifixion,Jesus completes his part of the work by dying.
在钉十字架的时候，耶稣受死，完成了他部分的工作。
The resurrection and the ascension will depend on the power of God.
复活和升天在于神的大能。
Tonight, we are going to concentrate on the second word of Jesus in the Gospel of Luke.
今天晚上我们将要集中精力来思考路加福音中耶稣所说的第二句话。
Tonight, we come to Calvary.
今天让我们来到加略山。
Calvary, the most sacred place of all the world.
加略山，全世界最神圣的地方。
Calvary, where the Son of God died, so that the sons of men...My live.
加略山在那里神的儿子死了因此神所创造的人们可以活着
Calvary where the rich and royal, red and royal blood of a king was shed for sinful humanity.
加略山, 在那里, 万王之王, 为着有罪的人类, 流出了鲜红, 尊贵, 满带着生命能力的宝血。
Calvary, where the angels rejoice, and where the devils rejoice, and the angels wept.
加略山, 在那里, 天使哭泣, 魔鬼大笑。
Calvary, where all the sins of the world was laid on one who had no sin.
加略山, 在那里, 那位无罪的, 担当了全世界的罪。
Calvary, where you and I can come and receive life and joy and hope.
加略山, 在那里, 你和我能够前来领受生命, 喜乐和盼望。
In the first word, Jesus was the only actor in the drama.
耶稣在说第一句话的时候, 他是一个人在独白。
We heard him as he prayed, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
他这样的祷告说, 父啊, 饶恕他们, 因为他们所做的他们不知道。
Now two other actors come upon the scene.
然后另外两个牧中人进入了场面。
On either side of Jesus, on the crosses, lifted up against the sky, hung two thieves.
在高高竖起的背衬天空的十字架上, 耶稣的两边是两个强盗。
These two were equally guilty men.
这是两个同样有罪的人。
These two deserved to die.
他们犯了该受死刑的惩罚的罪。
One plays a minor part in this drama. The other plays a major part as it calls upon a Savior for salvation.
其中一个罪犯在墓中扮演了一个微小的角色, 而另一个在他呼求救主救他的时候, 扮演了一个很重要的角色。
Hear him as he says, Jesus, remember me when you come as king.
请听他这样的祈求, 耶稣, 当你德国降临的时候, 求你纪念我。
And hear the answer of Jesus, I am really telling you the truth. Today, you will be with me in paradise.
耶稣对他说, 我实在告诉你, 今日你要同我在乐园里。
Here we see the clearest picture of salvation by grace in the entire Bible.
在这里我们看见一个很清楚的画面, 就是整本圣经中所展现的得救本乎恩的信条。
Salvation begins in the heart of God.
对人类的救赎是神隐含在神的心里面。
Throughout his ministry, Jesus had been the friend of sinners.
在耶稣整个的事工当中, 他一直是罪人的朋友。
His enemy ridiculed him for it. But he said that he came to save sinners and not righteous people.
他的敌人们嘲笑他, 但他告诉他们说, 他来本是为了拯救罪人, 而不是义人。
So Jesus hung there between these two thieves.
耶稣也是死在两个强盗的当中。
Now one of the men is in position to be saved.
请看这个罪犯, 一个罪犯处在一个被拯救的地步。
In faith, he calls upon the Savior, and the Savior promised him a place in heaven.
他以信心来呼求他的救主, 救主就应允他在乐园有一个地方。
This man was not good. He did not deserve salvation.
这个强盗并不是一个好人, 他并不配得到救恩。
Salvation came because of the amazing grace of God.
他的救赎完全是因着神的奇异恩典。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says, For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. This is not the result of your own efforts, but it is God's gift.
以弗所书二章八节这样说，你们得救是出是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Grace begins and continues and consummates our salvation.
我们的救恩是从恩典中开始，继续并且完成。
If you are saved, it is because because of the grace of God.
如果你今天能得救，是因为神的恩典。
It is not because of anything that you have done.
不是任何我们已所做的好事。
This thief had no moral life before his conversion, and he had no life of service after conversion.
这个强盗在信主前没有过道德的生活，在信主后也没有忌讳侍奉神。
Before his conversion, he respected neither God nor man.
他在信主之前不尊重神，也不尊重人。
After his conversion, he died without having an opportunity to serve Christ.
在他信主以后，他也没有机会来侍奉基督，就死了。
Some people think that we are saved by a moral life. Others think it is by service that we have rendered.
有些人认为我们得救是因为我们所过的道德生活，有些人认为我们得救是因为我们所献上的侍奉。
But this man had neither. So we know that his salvationcame entirely through the sovereign grace of God.
但这个人在这两者上都没有份，因而我们知道我们的救恩完全是来自于神全备的恩典。
When we get to heaven, we will not go around saying, I am here because I lived a good life. I am here because I gave my money. I am here because I served the Lord.
当我们到达天堂以后，我们不是走来走去这样说，我来到天堂是因为我的生活很循规蹈矩，我来到天堂是因为我捐钱了，我来到这里是因为我侍奉神。
No, throughout all eternity we will say, I'm here because I was saved by the grace of God.
不会的，在永恒里我只会这样说，我在天堂是因为神的恩典救了我。
This thief's salvation refutes the false ideas of the way that we can be saved today.
这个强盗的得救驳斥了当今我们社会所认为我们得救的种种错误的想法。
Some people even say, we are saved by religious ceremony.
有一些人甚至会说，我们今天得救是因为我们所得到的宗教礼仪。
But this thief,was never baptized. He never took part in the Lord's Supper.
但是这个强盗他没有受过洗，他也没有领过圣餐。
He never joined the church, and he never observed any religious ceremony.
他也没有加入过教会，他也从来没有遵守过任何宗教礼仪。
He never did any good works.
他从来没做过什么好事。
And yet, he was saved.
但是他却得救了。
So we see here the great drama of salvation.
让我们来看这幕救恩的场景。
Jesus is dying for the sins of men.
耶稣为我们的罪死了，在濒临死亡线上。
On one side, a man is rejecting him.
在他的一边，有一个人在拒绝他。
On the other side, a man is repenting and believing in him.
而在另外一边，有一个强盗悔改并且信从了他。
These two men were equally near to Jesus Christ.
这两个人离耶稣等同距离。
They were both wicked, both suffering, both dying, and both of them needed salvation.
他们曾经都是邪恶的，现在都在遭受痛苦，都在濒临死亡，他们都需要救赎。
Yet one rejected Jesus, and he died in his sins.
然而一个拒绝了他，死在他的过犯中。
The other repented of his sins. He believed in Jesus Christ and was saved.
另一个却忏悔了他的罪，信从了基督而得救。
The same thing is going on all over the world today.
同样的场景也在全世界一直在上演着。
Jesus Christ is presented to two men.
基督向两种，向两群人显现。
One is melted, and the other is unmoved.
一群人被他的爱所融化，而另外一群人不被所动。
One listens in indifference.And the other sees his need and calls out for mercy.
一群人冷漠着听着，而另一群人看见他本身的需要，呼求怜悯。
One listens in indifference, and the other sees his need and calls for mercy. One turns his back on Jesus and is lost forever.
一群人将背转向耶稣，从而永远失落。
The other trusts in Jesus and is saved forever.
而另外一群人信从基督而被永远拯救。
Every man has his chance, for God loves every man and wants to see everyone saved.
每一个人都有机会，因为神爱世人，愿意每一个人都得救。
But some men will simply not permit him to save them.
但是就是有一群人不允许救主来救他。
God will not save them against their wills.
神也不会强求违反他们的心意来救他。
The thief upon the cross sets an example for every sinner.
这个得救的在十字架上的强盗为每一个罪人设立了榜样。
He shows how through repentance and faith, every man can be saved.
他显明每一个人可以通过悔改和信从基督而得救。
Here we listen to two different kinds of prayers.
让我们在这里听一听两种不同的祷告。
Did you know that both thieves made requests of Jesus?
你知道吗？这两个强盗都向耶稣有所求。
The first man offered this selfish prayer, "Save yourself and us."
第一个强盗这样自私的祈求，救自己和我吧。
The second man prayed, "Jesus, remember me when you come as king."
第二个强盗这样祷告说，耶稣，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
The first man simply wanted to be saved from death, so that he might live a little longer, holding on to his sins.
第一个强盗单单只想从死亡中被救赎出来，好再活长一点点，他还是紧紧地抓住他的罪。
But the second man wanted to be saved,from his sins.
但是第二个强盗要从罪中被救出来。
Today, a man may come down the aisle professing Christ as Savior, with the idea only to be saved from hell.
今天也许有人从座位上走到前面来响应呼求，口称耶稣，只是为了要逃避地狱。
Now Christ can and will do that.If anyone sincerely trusts him.
如果任何人这样诚挚地向他相信基督，基督可以应允他这个请求。
But salvation ought to mean much more than that.
但是神的救恩的内涵要比仅仅被救出地狱要丰富得多。
We ought to be interested in Jesus for his own sake.
我们要因耶稣本人而信从他。
We ought to love him and live for him all of our days.
我们要爱他，并且一生为他而活。
Jesus, and here let us listen to the prayer of this penitent sinner.
在这儿我们听到一个悔罪的罪人的祷告。
He said, Jesus, remember me when you come as king.
耶稣，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
This man realized his condition.
说这话的人真真实实地意识到他的真实状况。
Whenever there's a sense of God, there is always a sense of sin.
每当一个人真正意识到神的时候，这个人就会意识到自己的罪。
As he came close to Christ, as he saw how Jesus acted, and he heard how Jesus prayed for others in his dying moments, he felt himself a sinner.
当这位强盗就近耶稣的时候，当他看见他的行为，当他听见他怎样在濒临死亡的时候为其他人祷告，他感到他自己是个罪人。
The more vivid our vision of God, the more poignant is our sense of our own sin.
人越清楚地看见神，人就越能感受到自身罪的可怕。
No one ever comes to Jesus Christ for salvation unless he sees his own lost, sinful condition.
没有人能够到基督面前来，除非这个人看到他自身失丧而罪恶的状况。
Today, many people are living very clean lives.
今天很多人过着看上去很清洁的生活。
They do not see their need for Jesus Christ.
他们看不见他们需要基督。
But they will never be saved until they recognize.That their own righteousness can never save them.
除非他们看见这一点，就是他们自身的永远不能拯救他们，否则他们就不能得救。
A person must be abased before he can be exalted.
一个人在升高之前一定会被降卑。
He must come to Christ as a beggar before he can receive the gift.Of the eternal life.
他在收到永生这个礼物以前，一定需要像乞讨者一样来到基督面前。
This man realized his helplessness.
这个强盗意识到他的无助。
To see ourselves as lost sinners is not enough. We must learn that we are helpless to save ourselves.
看到我们自己失丧的地步还不够。我必须认识到我们无力拯救自己。
When we learn that we cannot save ourselves by our own righteousness, when we look outside of ourselves to Jesus Christ, then salvation is ours.
当我们认识到我们的自义不能拯救自己，当我们从自身向外看基督的时候，救恩就属于我们。
What could this thief have done?To save himself.
这位强盗能做些什么来拯救他自己呢?
He could not walk in the path of righteousness, for his feet were nailed to the cross.
他不能来走义路，因为他的脚被钉在十字架上。
He could not perform any good works, for his hands were nailed to the cross.
他也不能用手做善功，因他手已被钉在十字架上。
He could not turn over a new leaf and live a better life because he was dying.
他也不可能掀开生命新的篇章而过一个更好的生命，因为他已经濒临死亡。
All he could do was to call upon Jesus Christ.
他所能做的，全部所能做的，只能是向基督呼求。
We read these words in Romans chapter 10 verse 13.
我们在罗马书十章十三节中这样读到
Everyone who calls out to the Lord for help will be saved.
凡求告主名的就必得救。
This man saw the perfection of Jesus.
这个强盗看见耶稣的完美。
He said to the other thief, "This man has done nothing wrong."
他对另外一个强盗说，这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
This man also recognized Christ's divinity because he called him Lord.
这位强盗意识到基督的神性，因为他这样称呼他，主啊。
This was not all, however. The thief also saw him as a savior.
可是这点还不够，这个强盗还看出耶稣是一个救主。
When he said, "Remember me," he was simply saying, "Save me."
当他说求你纪念我，他其实是在说救我。
He surely believed that Jesus was the savior of sinners, or he would not have believed that Jesus could save him.
他确实的相信耶稣是罪人的拯救者，否则他就不会相信耶稣能救他。
Listen, friends, if Jesus could save a thief, he could also save you.
请大家注意听，如果耶稣能够救一个强盗，他也可以救你。
Jesus was dying upon a cross.
耶稣在十字架上接近死亡。
To all outward appearances, he had lost the power to save anyone.
从他的外表来看，他丧失了所有的能力来拯救任何人。
His enemies were triumphing over him. His friends had forsaken him. Public opinion was against him.
他的敌人似乎已经战胜了他，他的朋友们遗弃了他，公众的舆论也反对他。
No one pointed to him and exclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world."
在这个时候，没有人再像施洗约翰指着他那样宣称，看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
He looked like a dying man and nothing else.
他看上去与一般奄奄一息的将要死去的人没有什么两样。
But in spite of all of this, this thief took this suffering, bleeding, dying man as his God.
但是在这一切当中，这个强盗将这个受痛苦的、流血的、将要死的人当作他的神。
This was real faith. Faith kindled in his heart by the Holy Spirit.
这是真正的信心，这个信心是圣灵在他心中所点燃的。
Notice that he did not say, "Remember me if you come as king."
请注意，他没有说，如果你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
But remember me when you come as king.
他是这么说，当你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
He showed real faith that Jesus Christ, even though he was dying, will someday be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他在这里显示出他那真正的信心，那就是基督，尽管现在濒临死亡，有一天将会是万王之王，万主之主。
Listen to Jesus' answer. "Today, you shall be with me in paradise."
请听耶稣的回答，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
Jesus might have said, "You deserve your fate. You are a wicked robber."
耶稣可以这样说，你的命本该如此，你是一个无恶不作的 恶人。
But Jesus didn't say this.
但是耶稣没有这么说。
On another occasion, Jesus had said, "The person who comes for me, I will never reject."
在另外一个场合，耶稣这么说，到我这里来的人，我永远不拒绝他。
There's one thing that God will not do. He will not break his promise.
在这世上只有一件事神不会做， 就是他不会不遵守诺言。
Whoever you are, however deep into sin you have gone, if you will call on him as this the thief, he will receive you.
不管你是谁，不管你在罪中走了多深，如果你像这位罪犯一样的呼求他，他就会接纳你。
When Jesus said, "You will be with me," he did not mean for a month, not even for a millennium, but for all eternity.
当耶稣这么说，你要同我在一起，他并不是说一个月，或者是一千年，而是整个永恒。
Salvation means eternal union with Jesus Christ.
我们的救恩意味着是与基督永远的结合。
Salvation is a person before it is a place.
救恩首先是关于人的，然后才是关于地方的。
Here he is saying to this thief, "Since you have taken me as your savior, you and I will be together throughout all eternity."
他在这里这样对强盗说，因为你将我称为你的拯救者，你将和我在一起度过永恒。
Paul looked forward to this time when he said, "I want to leave this world very much and to be with Jesus Christ, which is a far better thing."
使徒保罗何等的向往这一刻，他这么说，在腓立比书一章二十三节中这样说，我情愿离世与基督同死，因为这是好的无比。我情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比。
An old military officer had many wonderful experiences.
曾经有一个退役军人经历过很多奇妙的经历。
The people who met him loved to hear him talk about these experiences.
遇见他的人都很愿意听他讲述这些经历。
However, when he had finished telling of some of these experiences, he would say, "But someday, I expect to see something much more wonderful than all of these things."
可是当他讲完他的经历以后呢，他都会说，但有一天，我期盼看到更美妙的事。
He was 70 years of age, and they knew that he would never travel very much again.
他这时已经七十几岁，他们知道他不会再多做旅行了。
What do we expect to see? They would ask him.
这些人就会问他说，你还期盼见到什么呢？
He said, "The first 5 minutes after death, I expect to see many things far more wonderful than those which I have described."
在死后的最初五分钟，他这样说，我会看到比我在这些描述过的东西精彩的多的东西。
I will see the Lord Jesus Christ, and that will be a far more wonderful sight than anything I have ever seen in this world.
而这将就超过我在世上所见过的一切。
The thief had a chance to be saved in the last hours of his life.
这位强盗在他生命的最后几个小时内得救。
This was his only chance, and he took it.
这是他最后的机会，他紧紧地抓住了。
You also have a chance to be saved now.
你现在也有一个能够得救的机会。
You ought to make very good use of your opportunity.
你要好好地抓住机会。
In your last hours, you may not have this chance.
也许在你生命的最终，你也许没有这样一个机会。
The Bible all the way through rings with this note. Now is the time. Tomorrow may be too late.
这样的一个音符响彻整本圣经，现在就是拯救的时候，明天也许太迟了。
Jesus hung on a tree.
耶稣被挂在木头上。
His hands and his feet were nailed to the cross.
他的手足被钉在十字架上。
Yet even then, He had the power to save a person.
但是尽管在那个时候，他都有能力救赎灵魂。
So if a dying savior can do that, how much more can this one who rose both from the dead and who now lives forever at the right hand of God?
如果一个临近死亡的救主能够这样行的话，那一个从死里复活又永活在神右边的救主所能做的是何等大的事。
All you need to do is to come as a thief did, to take Jesus Christ as your Savior, and he will never leave you or abandon you.
你所能做的就是好像这个强盗所做的，将基督认作是你的救主，他将永不离弃你，也不抛弃你。
阿门。
阿门。